Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's have a little look at the topic related to Parshas, the Shalach. So, towards the end of this week's Parsha, we have the episode where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Am Yisrael the Mom, and the various mitzvahs relating to Shabbos, which surround that episode. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells Am Yisrael, Ru'u ki Hashem lasan lachem ha-Shabbos. Okay, the notes from the Kavir Yavashishi left in your mind, and that's why he's giving double on Friday. Shavu ish tachtov al yitzi ish mimukhema. Each person should remain in their place and not go out of their place. Stay in your place. Shavu ish tachtov, each person stay in your place, al yitzi ish mimukhema. No person go out of their place. Vayema shvi on Shabbos on the seventh day. Now, what is this mitzvah referred to? Don't go out of your place. And what is this? It's a double, it's repetition. Stay in your place and don't go out of your place. So Rashi says, Rashi over there, Al Makom, Shavu Ish Tachtov, Mikal Tomko Chachomim Arba Amos Le Yotze Chut Tizko. This thing, Shavu Ish Tachtov, means stay in your direct place, Tachtov, directly where you are. Don't even move out of Arba Amos. When is that true? That on Shabbos you're not allowed to move out of Arba Amos? That's somebody who's left his tchum. He has tchum Shabbos, he got outside of the tchum. Outside of the tchum, he's only able to move around Arba Amos, cannot go out of his Arba Amos. And the second stage, Al Yetzeish Mimakodon, Eno Al Fayin Amo Shal Tchum Shabbos. These are the 2,000 Amos of the tchum. Don't leave the tchum. So don't leave the tchum. Seems maybe like I'm looking the wrong way around, these two rushes. You know, don't leave the tchum. And if you do leave the tchum, you only have 4 Amos. And now, says Rashi, which is the point I would like to focus on a little more. The Lord be Mefurish. Now, everything I've told you till now, says Rashi, I shouldn't think this is the Mefurish, simple Shach and the Apostle, She'ein Tuchumin Elo Medibri Soif. Because the entire concept of Tum is purely a Drabon. So if it's purely a Drabon, then these are, forget that, Asmachta, Remez, they're not a Poshu Shach and Apostle, but Ikro Shel Mikro, and the simple meaning of the Apostle, Al Loite Hamon Neymar. Refers to the people collecting the mon. And that generation is just telling them not to go out to collect the mon because there's not going to be any mon on Shabbos. Not specifically a reference to the dinim of tchum, because tchum is entirely drabon. Says Rashi, there's no tchum in the raisa, in the rabonon.
Seems like strange to laugh because you can't do it.
Which
there's no
one
to pick up. So therefore, if you're told to pick up something that's not there, what's the
lack? But what's it really telling them? According to the Ikrishal, according to the Poshuk Shach, I'll look at their Hamal. What's it really telling them? See, even for them, only really makes sense in the sense of saying, you know, don't go out of the Tchum, maybe in order to find it or something, but. But then we're coming back to the fact that the Pashup Shah doesn't include Tchum, which is what Rashi is trying to avoid. Not sure. Okay, so let's focus a little more on this point of whether the Tchum is a Din Vayraiso or a Din Vayrafolo. So in fact, although Rashi told us that in fact that this Din is only a Vayrafolo, actually, it's a Makoitas Tanoi. We'll have a little look. It's a Mishnah in Soifa, where a whole list of drushes that Rebbe Kiva made, and others were choyla from these drushes. So the Mishnah said, by Yom, on that same day when all these drushes were made, Doris Rebbe Akiva. One of the drushes discussed was a tzivui that's written regarding the cities designated for the Levi. So it says there in the Apostle, should measure outside the town 2,000 amos. Okay, so it says you give outside the town some area of 2,000 amos. The mikra achir on that, different pasuk says mikira iru lachutza elef amosav. Different pasuk says outside the town 1,000 amos. So go ask the spirit, you give 1,000 amos, you give 2,000 amos, what's going on? So it says Rabbi Kiva in his drosha, how can it sound? Elef amo migrash, val paim amo tchum shabbos. There's 1,000 amos of an open area for the beauty of the city, that's 1,000 Amos, there's two different things. And the Tchum Shabbos is 2,000. So when the prophet says 1,000, that's referring to the open area that you leave for the beauty of the city. 2,000 Amos, that's the area which is attached to the city for Tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, the notion of Greek Shabbos, I mean Rabbi Eliezer is Chumash. Rabbi Eliezer said, Elef Amo Migrash, Ba'alpain Amos of Yisukromi. Elef Amo is an open space, and 2,000 Amos of agricultural area. Nothing to do with Tchum Shabbos. So, again, the Kiva sees in this Alpain Amo, an Alpain Amo which is designated for Tchum Shabbos. And Rabbi Eliezer is saying that it's just Alpain Amo for agricultural work, and the Gemara actually says all this openly, but my permission is, what is the Machloikas? One opinion holds that it is purely the Rabbon. So, Rashi, who we learned earlier, who says that Chumin is the Rabbon, he's going with the bottom line Pesach Halacha, which is in accordance with the Chokim on Rabbi Kiva, that Chumin is the Rabbon. According to Rabbi Kiva, however, the applying Amo of Tchum Shabbos is the right. So we don't ask him that.
Irrespective
of how big the Tchum is, we're then saying that applying Amo is the right. Outside the city, so you have to see.
And then outside of it, it's a circle.
And the 12 square. Oh, we haven't come yet to the 12. Wait, in a second we're getting up to the 12. But at the moment, this is the 2,000 Amos. So Rabbi Kiva says 2,000 Amos is the right, and the Tchum say that it's the right. Implication of our Rashi Al-Tirah that we began with is that it is Drabonon, and there is no concept of Tchum Gei Raisa at all according to the Pesach Halacha. As was already mentioned, this is a Machloikas Rishon. We'll have a little look at the Rambam. The Rambam says that actually, even according to us, according to the Tchum on Rabbi Kiva, who say that 2,000 Amos is not Gei Raisa, there is, nevertheless, a type of tum which is Gei Raisa. But says the Rambam, Hayyot say, Chut the tum on Medina of the Shabbos. One who goes outside of the Medina on Shabbos, Loike, receives Malchus, punishment of Malchus, it's a Gei Raisa, Shenema. As it says in the Pasuk, Aliyat say, Ishmi Mekoy Mevei Vashvi, our Pasuk in this week's parasha, don't go out of your place. What is the place? Mokim Zevu Tchum Ho'il. This place is the Tchum Shabbos. The Torah does not say openly how far this area is. Now this Tchum is an area of 12 mil. Connected Machane Yisrael, which was the size of Machane Yisrael in the Midbar. So that's what it means. Don't go out of your place. It means don't go the area of the Machane Yisrael. The Kaf Omelet, which are made with those six Chutz Lamachane. And we did this offering, Shlo Yetze Adam Chutz Le'ir, and the other Alpayim Amo. And the Chutz Alpayim Amo Asur, Shal Alpayim Amo Hu Migrash Ho'ir. Midrabonon is not to go even outside 2,000 Amos, because that is the area attached, considered Shayach to the city. So, according to the Rambam, even according to us, we don't pass it like the Kibbutz, pass it like the Chomin, we say in a general sense, Tchumin is Drabonon, it doesn't mean all Tchumin is Drabonon, only Alpayim Amos is Drabonon, but if you go this much further area of 12 mil, that is an Isra Derivais. And that is the Shitta of the Rambam. And as we mentioned, it's a Machloikas of Rishonim.
Rashi would cover that?
Yeah, no. Actually, Rashi doesn't hold it, and we're going to see it. It's a very open Machloikas of Rishonim. Rashi and others who disagree with the Rambam. And actually, maybe we'll not read the Rashi inside, but actually, the background of here is that the Rambam is coming off a Yerushalmi. As quite often happens, the Rambam is based upon a Yerushalmi who openly says it, that even though Tchumim is the Rabbonon, that is only as regards to 2,000 Amos, but the 12 mil is the Raisa. It is a Yerushalmi, and the Rishonim who dispute the Rambam, they prove that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi on this point. They show us places in the Bavli where it is indicated that there is no Tchum the Raisa at all, according to the Chachamim. So the only Tchum which we have is entirely within the Rabbonon. Now, of what relevance is it whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbonon? So there could be many things. But obviously, the most one of the most classic nachkamidas always of whether something is a deraisa or a drabbana is what is the din in situations of suffix. If it's a deraisa, so suffix deraisa the chumra. If it's a drabbana, then suffix drabbana the chumra. So there's one very famous nidal in the halachas of tum, which is left in the Gemara as a suffix. And the bottom line of halacha therefore depends on whether tumin is a deraisa or is a drabbana. And certainly the 2,000 amos is drabbanon, and the 12 mil is this machlokes rishon. And what is this? What is this discussion I'm referring to? The Gemara has a whole discussion about whether yesh tchumin lemalo me'asar, whether or not the tchum shalos is applicable above asara tzvachim. What do I mean above asara tzvachim? Somebody finds some mode of travel where he is more than 10 tefachim raised from the ground. So, in the Gemara's times, this was, you know, maybe some feet or other. How do you find some mode of travel where you're more than 10 tefachim raised above the ground? So there are some cases, actually. First of all, a boat is considered to be more than 10 tefachim above the ground, because we measure not from the level of the water, but from the seabed. So that's more than 10 tefachim raised from the ground. And the other example mentioned, a little more obscure, if somebody would have a series of poles, which are thin little poles raised above the ground, and he steps on these poles to get to wherever he wants to get to, and he goes out of the Tchum Shabbos.
What about the poles, like stilts?
Could be the same, yes. Maybe they're tied to his feet. Oh yes.
It's not impossible.
I mean, yeah, no. So I'm just saying the cases which the Gemara is relevant to. They didn't have airplanes in those times. The other thing Rashi even says, if somebody would have kliklis, supernatural kliklis based on a shame, which says on day shame, some sort of shame or shame or some other holy thing, and the manages to fly. Or as Rabbanan says now in our times, in an airplane, if he transgressing the Isra Tchum or not. So somebody who leaves the Tchum Shabbos above Asara Tchum, is this a transgression of the Isra Tchum?
Well, you say he's more than 10 pockets on the ground. You should
yes, so there's a discussion.
I'm
trying to recall what happens in all these things where in some sort of vehicle, where maybe the bottom of the vehicle is within Asara, and I myself am positioned lamala in Asara. It could be relevant in some boats as well. What we said before with the boat is that if the entire boat is raised above Asara, what's if it's low water or something and the bottom of the boat is within Asara? I don't recall, it's discussed. I think that maybe over there we consider you to be within Asara. We look at the whole thing,
the whole thing.
As being within Asara. We look at it like as one unit.
There's no concept of under 10 talking, under the ground.
What's the din of tchumin under the ground?
Yeah,
tunnel. There's a study of the Gemara about it. Not sure. So, as we said, this is left. This study is a whole discussion in the Gemara, and the bottom line is, it's a topic. One doesn't find any conclusive proof to this shayla. Let's have a look. Have a short amount of rules. So, says the Shulchan Aruch. Amahalik chutz v'tchum lemala me'asar tchum. Some of you travel outside of the tchum above 10. He goes to kopa al gabe amudim shekvoy masar. For example, he steps on poles that are above 10 tchum. Ve'im v'cholechom v'im arbol tchum al arbol tchum. They're also narrow, whether it's be wide, then themselves would be considered the ground. Harei zeh tzofik im yesh tchumin lemala me'asara elah. So it's your tzofik. U'ma'ashe yeh b'drabbanon. Yeh tzfeika l'hokeh aliv. This situation is dealing with the drabbanon. The tzofik will be dealt with l'hokeh. Says the Rabbanon, v'yu im o'yah v'yish b'der zeh. If one traveled in this manner, el zeh kitz ha'shem, or using l'shem ha'shem, v'toy yud b'yit mil, chutzu yud b'yit mil, outside of 12 mil, so then, Azbina Lukumra, Lamanza Omer, Tumayyud, Beis Mil, Habi Doi Rais. So again, The tzakah here depends whether you travel 2,000 amos or whether you travel 12 mil. So if you're just traveling 2,000 amos or outside of the 2,000, then we can go to Kuda, we can say, this is only a Rabbanon, and we can rely that Ein Kumin Lamalo Mei Aspal. But if you travel outside of the 12 mil, so then we're dealing with the Deraisa, and we have to be mad. The Shmuel over there mentions that the Nagov is more inclined to go with the Poskim than even 12 mil is only Rabbanon. Now,
so
you would never get any derisa of Chum according to that shit. Now let's turn for a few minutes to a fascinating Indian where this topic relates to something that we do on a regular basis. That's why the general discussion might sound a bit removed. How often do we travel above Asara on Shabbos, outside 12 mil, outside this, outside that? But one place where this is relevant on a regular basis. We know that a minhag, many people do this, not everybody, make a point of mentioning something about Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos. This is special. Now, why do we mention Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos? What's the shaykhah to Eliyahu HaNavi to Motzei Shabbos? Says the Mogen Avraham, because she'en Eliyahu bo be'erev Shabbos. Now, first of all, we know that Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come on an erev Shabbos because he doesn't want to disturb Am Yisrael from their Shabbos preparations. So, on erev Shabbos, he doesn't come. The Gav Liba'oidion, also on Shabbos itself, im yesh tchumin l'malah me'asara, if yesh tchumin l'malah me'asara, then he doesn't come. What does that mean? Obviously, the Eliyahu HaNavi to come. However, he's coming from wherever he's coming from, so a little bit above our understanding of this, but he's coming from somewhere, and it's far, and he needs to travel chutz l'tchum. Now, how does Eliyahu HaNavi travel? He doesn't travel the way we travel. He doesn't walk on the ground. He travels l'mal v'asara. He has some miraculous mode of travel, which is l'mal v'asara. But if yesh tchum in l'mal v'asara, if the issur of tchum is relevant above asara, then he cannot come on Shabbos. That's a topic. We don't know fully what the halacha is. There is Chum in the Malam HaSara, there isn't Chum in the Malam HaSara, so that is a topic. Then came Zulma halacha yesh Chumin v'lo yomim v'shabbos. So perhaps the halacha is that yesh Chum in the Malam HaSara, he can't come on Shabbos. Halacha is only the Motzei Shabbos. So we've passed 2 days where Yom HaNavi either certainly cannot come or possibly cannot come. So since on Shabbos he possibly cannot come, due to the fact that perhaps Yesh Tchum in the Malam HaSara, and you are not, you cannot travel outside of Tchum. So that's why we say it on Motzei Shabbos. So let's look a drop further. This fascinating idea that you are not, you cannot travel chutz l'tchum, and if Yesh Tchum in the Malam HaSara, then you cannot travel around on Shabbos. So that's what the Mother of God is telling us, and that's why we say you are not on Motzei Shabbos. Now, in fact, this is based on the Sugya Sagamora. The exact same point that Eliyahu HaNavi cannot travel outside the tomb on Shabbos, and if Yesh Tchum in the Malam HaSara, then he is stuck and he cannot travel, is actually open in the Gemara. Most fascinatingly, one of the riots brought in this Sugya of whether there's Tchum in the Malam HaSara or not, one says the following thing. Tosh Shema. Sugya, everything. Pali Shev Shmaiker, there were these particular studios, these seven studios, this Amram was Safra Bishabsa, the major of Chista Basur. There was somebody who came to the Beit Medrash one Shabbos morning, in Rav Chista's Beit Medrash in Sur. And he talked, a guest in town, somebody unknown, arrived, and he sent over these seven studios in the Beit Medrash. On Shabbos morning, in Rav Chista's Beit Medrash in Sur. Now, fascinating thing is, that was on Shabbos morning. Badi Panya Bishapsa, on Shabbos afternoon, the same gentleman arrived, Hameda Robert from Pompidisa. In Robert's place of Adrish in Pompidisa. And he said, oh, the same studios. Now,
Magic Carpet.
Who was this mysterious guest? So, sensitive one. Man Amri, who was the person who said over this miraculous gentleman who managed to be in Surat in the morning and in Pupadisa in the afternoon, who could it have been? Lav Eliyahu Avinu. It must have been Eliyahu Anavi. Alva ain't coming the man of El Sarah. Now, how did Eliyahu Anavi manage to get from Surah to Pupadisa? So the only solution we can think of is that obviously he must have travelled in his miraculous manner, the Ma'alam Yasar. And it's a raya that ain't Tchum in the Ma'alam Yasar. If there would be Tchum in the Ma'alam Yasar, then Eliyahu HaNavi can't come. And Eliyahu HaNavi is bound by the Isurim of Tchum. And if there would be Tchum in the Ma'alam Yasar, he wouldn't come. And Amai ain't Tchum in the Ma'alam Yasar. And that's how he travelled from Surah to Pupadisa. That's where he was. And then the Gemara is Matche, and he says, no, it's not a riot. Maybe it wasn't any other. There could be other people. There'll be Yosef Sheila Amrin. There's some types of other people, miraculous characters around. And they're not particular to keep the Torah. It's Yosef Sheila, this Sheila. He is not particular to keep the Torah. So he could have travelled around by any means, and it's not a riot. Now, so funny, the Inyan Eidu and Yohan Novi is bound by the Halakos of Tchumin. He does keep to them. And he can only have travelled if ain't come in the Ma'alam Yasar. So that is exactly like the Mogen Avraham who say that if Yesh come in the Ma'alam Yasar, then Eliyahu HaNavi does not come. Now, the bombakasha, as we might say over here, is what happens by every Brit. Eliyahu HaNavi, we are told, comes to the Brit. Not only we are told, it's actually an open part of the Nusrat Hatfila at every Brit. Today, a kiddush no longer is offer la toy. And you are about the habris. I'm only going to win it because I'm training. So, if it's Shabbos, how does it come? If you should come in the Ma'al Me'al Sor, and one reads it as a song, maybe you should come in the Ma'al Me'al Sor. So, how does it come? We're holding a kasha. So, this kasha is asked by number few that I put over here, the Chasam Toifa. And the Chasam Toifa says a gewaltig avort. This is very much Emes La Mitzvah Shaldava, the answer over here. Says the Chasam Toifa that actually Eliyahu HaNavi has got two outfits. There's two ways of appearing. Eliyahu HaNavi, it says, didn't die a regular mitzvah. He went up to Shemayim. Says the Chasam Toifa that but the idea is that Eliyahu HaNavi has two ways of appearing. He can appear as a supernatural being, as a malach, and he can reappear reunited with his guf. So if he appears as a malach, says the Chasam Toifa, there's no requirement for him to keep the Torah. Malach doesn't have to keep the Torah. When it comes to every bris, what does it say? Eliyahu malach habris. He appears to us as a malach. As a malach, he doesn't have to keep the Torah. However, the Gemara that we said in Erevin, where he came to keep the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, you want to come and keep the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, we're not interested if you're a malach. You've got to appear as Basar Adam. Torah Lo Bashamayim. And similarly, when Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come to be the Basar of the Geula, he's not going to appear as a malach. He's going to appear reunited with his guf. Says the Chasam Toifa, one of the things he's going to do, fascinating, is what he's going to do. One of the things he's going to do when he arrives, we know he's going to answer some of the halakhic statements that have been left open. We also know that he's going to reinstate the chain of smicha back to Moshe Rabbeinu. How's he going to do that? You know how he's going to do that? Because he, as a person, reunited with his book. He got smicha from his rebbe or from Moshe Rabbeinu. Where did he got his smicha from? And therefore he is going to be able to reinstate the chain of the smicha, but he can only do that reunited with his guf. If he's going to be reunited with his guf, he's got to keep the Torah. And that's what the Gemara says, that when Eliyahu HaNavi came to these bottom midrashim, if it was Eliyahu HaNavi, it's a raya that ain't come in the Ma'al HaSara. If he ain't come in the Ma'al HaSara, then indeed he cannot come in this form. But to the Bris he can come, because there he appears as a Ma'al. And I, he's so mystical.